Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Y'all blessed. Dr. Shuley's with us. NormShuley.com. So, in the South, it's y'all. In the North, it's yous guys. And here in Missouri, it's Ewens. So, I probably should have said Ewens blessed. great. Dr. Shuley, carbon or activated charcoal. We keep that here in our supplies so that if we get a spider bite, and we'll just make a poultice with it and put it under a Band-Aid and pull the toxins out of that spider bite. And I got one. I got a recluse bite, and I literally took the equivalent of a Berkey water filter, and I took a clean knife, and I scraped the activated charcoal off the side of the Berkey water filter and made a little poultice with some filtered water and put this poultice on the bite, put a Band-Aid over it, and by the next morning that blue bullseye ring was gone, except for the area that was outside of the poultice. So I made a bigger poultice, and the size of a quarter this time, put a bigger Band-Aid on it, and by the next day it was all gone. So what about using activated charcoal as a detoxifier? They sell
by mouth. It's a wonderful cat. I keep capsules for that reason.
Mm-hmm. And what would you use? We keep them here too. What are some of the uses for the activated charcoal capsules? And they're very inexpensive, glass, maybe $3.
Well, who knows? It's so rare that I use it, but it would be a little nausea, feeling something wasn't right in my gut, mm-hmm. diarrhea. It's an excellent cover, control for some cases of diarrhea.
Mm-hmm.
And anytime you just feel as if the stomach isn't quite right.
Okay. I met a guy in Virginia, and this guy had, I think he was in his 30s at the time, maybe 32, 33. He was a healthy guy, and he loved outdoor activities. He liked kayaking and canoeing and mountain climbing, things like that. But he had hip surgery, and he had a hip replacement. And I asked him about that, and he said that he decided to go stainless steel on stainless steel. This is back in the 90s. And my thought was, every time he takes a step, he's going to be putting stainless steel into his body or his bloodstream. Is that correct?
Well, not necessarily, but because a scar will form around that. And to a large extent, the scar is taken up not to absorb very much. So maybe for the first 6 weeks, that is true. But after that, I would expect it not to significantly change.
Okay. And my concern was, he was told by his orthopedic surgeon, do not overdo this. Don't go doing the things that you used to do, because you can really damage your body by,
Well, that's true. I mean, stainless steel is not as good as your own bone and cartilage.
Mm-hmm. And so that was maybe 30 years ago that I had this discussion, but it came to my mind this morning. And then the next thing that came to my mind is, okay, so if with each step he were putting stainless steel into his body's, stainless steel atoms, if you will, or molecules, nickel and whatever else is in stainless steel, maybe some chromium, heavy metals, would the activated charcoal pull them out of his body?
Not that I don't know. I know no evidence of it being a chelator. In other words, mm-hmm. once it's deposited into the tissues, it's no longer running around in the gut.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't expect the carbon to do much.
Okay. So if someone did want to chelate the heavy metals from this type of surgery, a foreign body, a foreign joint in the body, or dental amalgam fillings, or whatever, screws, or plates, whatever it might be in the body that was put there by a medical professional, if you will, even a bullet wound that might be put there by someone who's not a medical professional. what would be the chelating?
EDTA.
Okay.
EDTA, or if it was, but if it's a silver amalgam filling, which is 50-60% mercury, DMSA is better than EDTA. Epigenetic filling removed. Everybody should electively have removed from their mouth those blank, 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 blank so-called silver, which are 50-60% mercury fillings. They're poison.
Okay. Well, let's talk about the EDTA for just a second. So how does that work? What would be the amount a person would take? Can a person take it just, well, shoot, I think I might have some something in my body that I want to chelate out. Can a person just say, I don't know what it is, but I want to try it anyway? Would that be safe or not?
Well, there is an over-the-counter on the Internet available thing called Chelex, C-H-E-L-E-X. I don't remember how many milligrams are in there, but I believe the recommended dose is 1-4 times a day. And it actually can reverse atherosclerosis.
Atherosclerosis. Can you tell us what that means for us? In the
hardening of the arteries, plaque in the arteries, the precursor of coronary artery disease, the stuff that plugs your arteries.
Back in the 60s, I remember that term, hardening of the arteries. It was getting more and more common. It was almost like, well, as you get older, you're going to have hardening of the arteries. And that was what it seemed to be like that I was hearing. So, Chelex, C-H-E-L-E-X, is there any risk in taking that, Dr. Shuley?
In general, no. Now, like everything else, an occasional person is going to have an irritable gut or diarrhea, and they have to cut down on the dose. But in general, it's very safe.
Well, that sounds like something I would like to try, really, just based on this short discussion that we're having for the first time. It sounds like I would like to do that. Is there any reason why I shouldn't do that, Dr. Shuley?
Well, I can't think of any, no.
Okay. All right. Chelex. All right. And EDTA, you mentioned that.
That's a major
generic
component of Chelex, yes.
Okay. And how would you recommend taking EDTA?
Well, there are other companies that make it. I don't know them well enough to recommend it. I trust Chelex above all of them.
Okay. All right. And what was that other that you recommended?
DMSA. Now, that one requires a prescription. You have to get it from a pharmacy.
Okay. All right. So what would, if a person wanted to pursue that, would they mention that to their doctor that they are interested in that? Or is that something that the doctor would automatically say?
Every physician knows nothing about it.
Yeah, that's why I asked. Okay. So they have to come to you? Or would you recommend that?
Well, of course.
Okay. All right. And that's E as in Edward, M-S-A?
D as in David.
Oh, David. Okay.
David, Mary, Sam, Apple.
Okay. D-M-S-A. Okay. Very good. Why is it that whenever I go for a checkup, the first thing that happens is I am asked to get on the scale for being weighed. Why is that it happens every single time, Dr. Shuley? It doesn't matter. Everybody gets weighed. Why is that?
Well, they look at your height and your weight to see whether you're overweight, because every pound or two overweight increases your risk of all kinds of disease.
Okay. They don't find that with me or Mrs. Fennell or actually anybody in our family. Okay.
No,
but
we three are well in the healthy level of weight.
Okay. I find myself, Dr. Shuley, limiting my portions. When I was younger, I would have big heaping plates of whatever. Now I try to balance way more, and I try to stay just a little bit hungry. Not hungry, but just a little bit hungry. So if I were to eat 100 units of whatever it is, or if I could gorge myself and eat 100 units, I might eat 75 because I don't want to.
Interestingly, when I was 11 or 12 years of age, I gained a little bit of weight. My aunt who advised me, never fill your stomach till you feel full. Always stop short of feeling full. Mm-hmm. That's how I lost the weight back at that age, and I've never really been overweight since then.
Mm-hmm. So it's okay to not eat until you go, I can't move.
Gorge.
Okay. All right. So then the next question is, right after I'm weighed, the next thing is they take my temperature, and like a nurse will take my temperature and blood pressure. Why is that done, and what is determined from that? Those three things: weight, blood pressure, and temperature.
Well, blood pressure, of course, is whether or not you're at risk of having hypertension, and so they want to be sure about that. That's the reason for the blood pressure. And then your temperature, of course, as I said, the best indication of that is your thyroid function.
Okay. One day, I was at a meetup with you, and we were getting ready to start. And I was sitting in a booth opposite you, and we were talking about you were going to go on stage, and, you know, as it were, and teach a seminar at the restaurant. And so I had my arms, I guess I would say my wrists, on the table, and I was leaning toward you, and we were talking, and you were doing the same thing. And then you reached over and held in each one of your hands, each of my hands. So you held my hands across the table, almost like we were saying a prayer or something. Now, this is my take on this, and I could be completely wrong, but I believe that you as a medical doctor, as a surgeon, as a physician, can tell about a person's health by looking into their eyes, by looking at their hair, by looking at their skin, by looking at their posture, their gait, and gauging their temperature. Is that true?
Yes.
Is that why you do that?
Well, that's part of it. And, of course, it's also friendship.
Yes.
I mean, I do want people to feel comfortable. And obviously, you and I are friends from the beginning. And so that it's just a habit.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, I got to tell you that I really don't see those kinds of interactions with doctors and their patients. Typically today, the doctor does not see the patient walk. The patient is already in the examination room and is already sitting down, and then the examination begins with no movement. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hi, this is George Norrie. I'll be in the Chicago area October 25th and 26th for the Health Freedom Expo. It's going to be an incredible weekend of lectures, workshops, and exhibits with leading experts and the newest products in natural and alternative medicine. Joint speakers Jeffrey Smith, Lisa Oz, Patch Adams, Ocean Robbins, and Doc Wallach. And get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. You have a right to a naturally vibrant and healthy life. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Dr. Norm Shealy's with us, and we're trying to reach Sunny Skidmore, but the phone is going unanswered. She's probably in therapy, but we'll let you know when we get her. Dr. Shealy, one of the things that you mentioned that I keep thinking about it a lot, and that is you do not want to be on tap 24/7, and neither do I. And class, so I just wanted to give you a little bit of personal experience. I don't have a cell phone, and because I don't have a cell phone, people can't call me. So they used to call me and say, "Hey, how come you don't answer your phone?" Well, they don't say that anymore. I have literally trained our friends to understand that just because they call does not mean I'm going to answer the phone.
Well, you know what my message says.
Well, why don't you tell our class? I do know what your message says.
Hi, this is Norm. Thanks for calling. If you're a friend, leave a message. If I do not know you, do not leave more than two sentences and a phone number, which I may or may not call. Mm-hmm. I don't get practically any junk messages.
Yeah, so you've trained those who call you to understand that you are not available 24 hours a day, and don't leave these book-length messages, because it gets really frustrating. All you want to do is get that person's name, a quick essence of why the call's been made to you, and the return phone number, period. That's it. That's it. And then you can determine quickly if it's something that's urgent and you need to jump on, call right back, or whether it's just a message and they want to let you know something. But I used to get messages that were really, really long. And so I didn't respond to them. And they stopped leaving those kinds of messages. And then people would send me long emails. And I wouldn't respond to them either. And I would tell people that if you want to send me an email, it's got to be brief, and I might read it. But I don't have time. I frankly don't have time to be the entertainment for people who are bored. I do not have that time.
Or try to sell you junk.
Right, right. I got a call from a guy, a telemarketer. And, you know, I've been answering the phone, Texaco, Pizza Hut. So this, I didn't recognize this one number, and I happened to be walking by the phone. I saw it on the screen for caller ID, and so I said, type 7. He says, hello? Type 7. Hello? Type 7. Finally, he gave up, because I wouldn't respond with anything other than type 7, and he didn't know what that meant. And neither do I. But that's what I did. So I just want to say that you do not have to be on tap 24/7, class. Dr. Shealy, I bought on the Internet, I found a microscope, a stereo microscope, meaning two eyepieces, and it's a lab quality, like hospital lab quality. And something told me to buy this, and it was used. And, I mean, it is a really nice microscope made by a company called American Optical. So it's a quality piece of gear. I'll bet you that darn thing is $2,000 new, you know, like $50 or $60 on the Internet. So I don't know why I bought it, but I bought it because I wanted to look at small things. What can I do with a quality microscope, Dr. Shealy, in terms of health? Is there anything I can use it for?
Well, unless you know what you're looking for, no. I mean, you have to have some idea of what you're looking for, because you can see, you know, very small things up to medium-sized things, and you get more detail. But, I mean, I would know how to look at a red blood cell and white blood cell and distinguish that under the microscope and things like that. But even then, if I were looking for a bacteria, just looking under the microscope wouldn't tell me enough.
Okay. Okay, I was wondering if it's something told me to do this, and if I looked at water, would I see things that would be disturbing in just well water?
Oh, yes, you could have all kinds of dust and metal and heaven only knows what else in your water.
How about things that wiggle and move?
Well, now that would be very worrisome. That would be potential parasites.
Okay. Now, if I take unfiltered water from a well, and I look at it in the microscope, and I see things wiggling and moving, that tells me that I would want to shock the well with chlorine and then flush it, right?
Right.
Okay. All right.
It's one of the reasons that I have ultraviolet on my well water coming out, so it helpfully sterilizes things before they get there.
Yeah. Okay, I've got another question about an oscilloscope when we come back.
We can all agree these are troubled times, right? So do you know who's on your wireless network? Whether it's a big company selling your data or a foreign hacker, if you're not protected, everybody sees your information. That's why you need Flash Routers, a custom Wi-Fi router created for privacy. Flash Routers uses a virtual private network or VPN to protect your online activity from hackers, trackers, and large corporations. And not just one, but all your devices with one out-of-the-box setup. Plus, Flash Routers also enhances your wireless network performance and unlocks powerful router management tools to let you take total control of your network. Call or click Flash Routers today at 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. That's 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. Protect your wireless home network today with Flash Routers.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes. New reports say Defense Chief Mark Esper fired Navy Secretary Richard Spencer for lying about his position on court-martialed Navy SEAL Eddie Gallagher. Esper fired Spencer, saying that the Navy boss had privately proposed to the White House that Gallagher be allowed to retire with his Navy SEAL's Trident pin. Esper says he didn't know this happened before he and the Joint Chiefs Chairman tried to persuade President Trump on Friday to let the Trident Review Board consider expelling Gallagher from the SEALs. Former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg announcing in a video released over the weekend he is running for the White House.
When New York suffered the terrible tragedy of 9/11, he took charge, becoming a three-term mayor who brought a city back from the ashes.
The billionaire says he won't accept donations and will self-fund the campaign. This is USA Radio News.
Atrantil.
'Tis the season to eat and be merry. If holiday enjoyment leaves you feeling painfully bloated, don't worry. Relief is here. Introducing Atrantil. Developed by a board-certified gastroenterologist, it relieves bloating where it starts, in the small bowel. That's why Atrantil works where other remedies don't. In clinical studies, 88% of bloating sufferers found Atrantil relieved their symptoms. And it's available over-the-counter without a prescription.
A friend recommended Atrantil, and I had great results. I was so bloated and full, it was miserable. But the product started to work almost immediately.
Atrantil is not another probiotic or digestive enzyme. It's made from a patented combination of powerful polyphenols. Plus, it's natural, vegan, gluten-free, and non-GMO.
Atrantil turned my holiday bloating right around.
Eat and be merry this season with Atrantil. Find Atrantil at Amazon.com, your local retailer. Or for a special holiday offer, go to bloat411.com. That's bloat411.com.
Atrantil!
Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Well, today,
God,
you're
take my.
When you go to
the
for
2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
So, Dr. Shuley, I called Bert Bertonis, one of our instructors out in California, and I mentioned to him that I was interested in looking at all kinds of things on the wire. I was interested in looking at the electric power lines, and I was interested in looking at all kinds of frequencies, and I was even interested in building an antenna and attaching that to an oscilloscope and see if I could pick up enough signal from the air that I could see it on an oscilloscope. He thought that was kind of interesting, and he said, "Well, heck, I've got one, an oscilloscope," and he would send it to me. I said, "No, I want to buy it." So he sent me a Tektronix oscilloscope, and I paid him for it, and I'm all excited. Now, I haven't used it yet, but what can a farmer do with an oscilloscope, Dr. Shuley?
Well, you can find out how much noise you have electrically coming into your house.
Mm-hmm.
That's one thing. It certainly will show you if there's, dangerous frequencies coming into your house. I've never looked at it from that point of view, but I would think it could be very useful.
You know, so I actually know two farmers who have an oscilloscope, Dr. Shuley. You being the other one. In Pennsylvania, they're going to spend $3 million to study a cancer cluster of dozens of children and young adults in counties where there are over 3,500 new fracking wells that were drilled in the last decade, in the last 10 years. So since 2008, energy companies have drilled more than 3,500 new oil and natural gas wells outside of Pittsburgh, PA. And they use this fracking, and they, fracture the ground, and it's been releasing toxic gases like benzene that have been linked to shortness of breath and wheezing and higher cancer risks. I can't believe the stupidity of, people think that they can drill holes in the ground, take oil out, and that, it's not going to leave a void. Nothing's going to go back in there. It's not going to disturb anything. We can burn the oil, and we won't damage the atmosphere, and we can set off explosions underground, sending all kinds of fissures and cracks through the ground, and that's okay because it doesn't cause any harm. This is beyond stupid to me. Dr. Shuley, are your thoughts, are you thinking the same way, that this fracking is dangerous because of the sarcoma and other cancers and respiratory effects of having toxins enter our underground water supply as a result of fracking?
Right on. Absolutely.
And
our water supply may be affected for hundreds of miles.
Right. Hundreds of miles. So, whole house water filter, to keep out the sediment. Carbon block filter at the drinking level. So that's what we do. We have a carbon block filter. We use Pro-Pure, but you can use Berkey, and I suggest that you do that. Dr. Shuley, you even have filtered water at in your clinic.
Oh,
I remember seeing, for your patients.
Berkey,
and
I want to get rid of city water. City water is as bad as it gets.
Yeah, and I don't know any way around it. I know what happens when you try to stop fluoride in Springfield, Missouri. I know what happens because I was there and I tried to do it, and I gave out the. Have you heard anybody say anything about that at the radio station where you broadcast? That there was this guy that used to be on there that complained about fluoride in the water, and they got rid of him.
And I've mentioned it a dozen times or more on my radio show. And people don't even call in and ask about it.
They don't?
Every week I recommend. They fire every election. They vote out the entire general council. And nobody even comments on it.
Unbelievable. Absolutely unbelievable. Because I remember, you warning people about fluoride. And, I picked up the mantle also. And many times almost every broadcast I did, it was every day. In Springfield, I would mention that, and I would give out the city manager's number. Greg Burris was his name at the time. And I told people that we're paying him $200,000 a year, and he's poisoning everybody who drinks city water or eats food at a restaurant in Springfield, Missouri. And I got the message from the front office at the radio station, please knock it off, because City Hall is complaining that we are tying up their phone lines. Because so many people called and wanted fluoride out of the water, but they weren't going to do it. So what City Hall did was they said, it's not us, we didn't do it, and then call City Utilities, because they put the fluoride in the water. You call City Utilities, and they say, it's not us, comes from City Hall. They're telling us to do it. So I got stuck in this circular loop, and I couldn't figure out exactly who was doing it. So I figured, we'll just go to the top. Go to the guy who writes the checks for the fluoride. That would be the city manager. He's the guy that ultimately approves all this. So I gave out his name and number, and City Hall complained. They complained to the radio station. They asked me to back off and knock it off. And I thought it was, I actually thought it was a suggestion. It wasn't a suggestion. It was a warning. And so I got to retire early from the radio broadcast in Springfield, Missouri. Because on a Friday, I broadcasted, and on a Monday, they didn't know who I was anymore. That's how it works. That's literally how it works. So it's impossible, almost impossible, to get fluoride out of the water, except for Bolivar, Missouri. They did it, right, Dr. Sheila? You have an associate, at least a medical professional, who a doctor who was on the board. He was mayor, wasn't he? And he said, you know what?
Answer to me. He said they needed to cut expenses.
Right. That's,
well, I'll take an excuse to get rid of that crud.
Yeah, and it worked by saying it's just too expensive. Okay, so fracking, we're not in favor of fracking, that's for sure. Globalists are now openly admitting to their population control agenda. So eugenics and population control, they have been the concern of the financial elites for a long time in the early 1900s. The Rockefeller Foundation and the Carnegie Institute were involved in promoting eugenics laws in the United States. And these laws led to forced sterilization of over 60,000 Americans in places like California. And even marriage licenses were rejected based on eugenics. So, and this was exported to Germany in the 1930s, the Third Reich, where they were working on a true widespread eugenics-based population control system. That would be the Nazis in the 30s. Dr. Sheely, I believe that you have mentioned the Club of Rome a number of times. Those guys are implicated in the eugenics and in population control. Your thoughts?
That's just a part of it. Of the broader thing called the Committee of 300. The Committee of 300 has been around since the 1700s, and the Queen of England is the head honcho, and the Bank of England actually owns, is totally independent of Parliament. It's a nation unto itself, and it's all part of the Committee of 300, which aims to reduce the population of the world to about 750,000 people. That's a 90% decrease.
That's absolutely huge. So, class, if there are 10 of you all, you know, sitting or standing, chatting, or sitting chatting, that means only one of you will be left when they're done. One out of 10. Dr. Sheely, I was watching a brilliant series on the internet called The Nick. T-H-E, next word, Nick. K-N-I-C-K. As in the Knickerbocker. And it was the Knickerbocker, it's about the Knickerbocker Hospital in New York City during, let's say, 1900. And they were experimenting with people and they were looking for cadavers. And during the surgeries, they used cocaine. Cocaine seemed to be really popular during surgery. What was the reason for that, Dr. Sheely?
I guess the only reason would be stupidity.
Okay.
I mean, there's no logical reason.
Okay. And so they would use, I guess, ether to put the person out during surgery, right? They just put ether in a rag, put it over the face, and they just... What does the ether do to a person?
Well, it essentially anesthetizes the brain. I mean, it's a soporific, if you will, the ultimate soporific.
Okay. And is there a danger of too much ether in that rag that's put over the face?
Well, of course. I mean, I've never done anesthesia personally. It's always done by a trained nurse or a physician. But I don't know what the risk would be, you know, in percentages or whatever. But yeah, you could kill somebody with it, of course.
Okay. There was one episode where this woman, I would think that she was in her late 20s, early 30s probably, and she had glasses on. She came into the main character's office, if you will, doctor's office, and she had on glasses that covered her eyes, and she had this cover over her nose as if there were a shielding from, you know, the sun, as if as for a person who would get sunburn on the nose. But when she took her glasses off, her nose had decayed and it was missing, and you could see part of the cartilage of the nose. It had turned black, and they alluded to a sexually transmitted disease. Is there such a thing? Would it be syphilis, or it looked kind of like what our memory of leprosy would be like, but of the nose and face. Is there such a thing?
Well, I'm not, I've never seen any such thing, but I can think that it could be, you know, I've seen gonorrhea even do that.
Okay, maybe I was wrong with the syphilis, but okay.
So gonorrhea. I mean, I saw one man who actually had no genitals left. It looked like a volcano had erupted, and there was this dead, horrible-looking skin, and he couldn't urinate anymore.
Hmm. Okay, so this skin had turned black because this gal's nose was...
Yeah,
what was...
It can rot.
Okay.
Actually, that's called rotting.
Okay, so this is... Are we saying that this is like a horrific result of a sexually transmitted disease? Is that what this is?
Probably. But cancer can do the same thing.
Yeah. Well, they alluded to she got it from her husband, and you know, in this
sexual,
and her husband, you know, had been running around, but that's what that story was. Okay, when we come back, let's talk about space. And there's an alarming discovery that has been made in the bloodstream and clotting in the eyes of those who are orbiting Earth in the International Space Station. We'll be right back.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Dr. Norm Chile is with us. Class, if you'd like to go to the website, all the information is there, how to contact him, how to buy these supplements, how to set up an appointment, normshealy.com, normshealy.com. And Dr. Chile, during the break, I asked Alex if he had any medical questions, and he came up with a great one. And he, happy birthday, Alex. I believe he's 21. And so...
Yeah, hey, he's a lucky guy. He's a vegetarian.
Yeah. And he asked about hangovers. Now, I have no idea why Alex would ask about hangovers. It's beyond my comprehension. But as a young person, he wanted to know what a person could do about hangovers.
Take 100 milligrams of B-complex, 100 milligrams of all the basic Bs. That's the single best thing. Mm-hmm. And then I would also take something called N-acetylcysteine, NAC, 600 milligrams.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, when someone comes into the emergency room, they have, in their, they've consumed too much alcohol. They have what's called a banana bag. And that's the, they call it that because it's kind of a yellowish liquid in an IV. And that, I believe, has B complex.
Yeah, 100 milligrams, especially B1.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I can tell you that I know for a fact that vitamin B complex and a great big glass of water before going to bed will absolutely work. I know that for sure, which is, I believe, what you were saying. But the big glass of water is what I took. If I went to a party or something and I did not want to be overhung in the morning, I would take vitamin B complex and a big glass of water. And I'd be the only one who wasn't overhung in the morning or hungover in the morning. Everybody else would, just like that sound on some of our commercials here on GCN. But absolutely works. There's been a discovery in space, Dr. Shuey, about astronauts. And so they're orbiting the Earth, and they don't have the same gravity effects that we do. And what's happening is their blood is starting to clot differently from those of us down here on the ground. And they're finding out that the eyeballs are changing shape as well. All of this is believed to be as a result of less gravity. So the eyesight of those astronauts subject to orbiting the Earth are finding that it's different up there than it is down here. Of course it is. But they're now starting to admit and see, medical professionals are admitting and seeing these changes. You have any thoughts on this? We're talking about blood that's clotting, and couldn't that damage our lungs, our legs, our limbs, our eyes?
Our brain.
Our brains.
Everything.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Not a safe profession.
And so when we think about, if we just damage the Earth, no problem, we'll just get in a rocket and, you know, go to Mars, or we'll just colonize the moon, we haven't figured this out. We don't know what it's really going to be like, because we haven't done it. At least I don't believe we've done it. I mean, people have said, yeah, we landed on the moon, walked around, got back in a rocket, came back home. I don't believe it for a second. But anyway, that was just one question I had. And getting back to the globalists limiting population, wouldn't it be better if we just used the Earth more responsibly, polluted less, used less, wasted less, and so forth?
But it'd be better. Wouldn't it be better? People have common sense. The uncommon commodity.
I was talking at the kitchen table last night with a visitor, and I mentioned that the difference between oil filters in the United States and oil filters in Europe. So Mercedes uses a cartridge oil filter, which has the filter element. And in the United States, we use spin-on oil filters with a can around the filter element. And I said, that I believe that's because in Germany, there's less space. And they're more careful with what they throw away because it's starting to pile up. But in the United States, we have so much land, we can have extra trash, extra packaging, and we don't really give a darn. We just throw it away until we get to the point where we go, uh-oh, we're running out of space. Then we'll switch to cartridge filters and less packaging and so forth. I don't know how to fix this. I just don't know how, because people are too stupid. Just as you found, you can't get people to call up about fluoride. It's killing them. And they're drinking it. In their tea, in their coffee, in their soda, in their food. When we figure this out, Dr. Shuley, let's tell our class what to do, but it's hard to get people to pay attention.
Good luck.
Yeah. Hey, Dr. Shuley, thank you so much. And if you could give Angie one of those attagirls and the rest of your staff an attagirl or an attaboy, whichever they deserve, please do that on our behalf, because they really are fabulous.
Thank you so much, Ben. Have a good one. Happy Thanksgiving.
Hey, happy Thanksgiving, Dr. Shuley. NormShuley.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.